This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Thank you for tuning in and listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building.
Thank you.
He did not leave his blue suede shoes. The phone number, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Off-grid Angie.
And Classic. I just have to do it because Nikki's not here.
Maybe Jerome will call in and we'll have to have you fill in with the choo-choo as well.
Okay.
All right. Before we go on with the show, this hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and has implemented some really cool features to ensure it is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a tech standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and the network is protected from the 51% attacks by their chain locks technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and easy to use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org.
Get the Dash Direct app.
No, actually don't.
No?
No, it no longer works.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's been out of commission for quite some time. We've been talking about it here for, I don't know,
a month. Under a rock.
Yeah, I realize you have some property that you've been busy working on.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, I get that you're not listening to Free Talk Live every
night.
Right,
right, right.
The Dash Direct app went away because of some government's regulation, some government's interference.
Oh, yes.
They were like, it's just not our forte.
Yeah.
So what there is, though, there is a website called bitrefill.com. Mm-hmm. And Dash is accepted there, and it allows you to do all of the gift card stuff that the Dash Direct app used to allow you to do. So you could still get your gift cards. You could still use it to help you live off of crypto by using Dash. You just have to use bitrefill.com for those needs. And so Dash was very, very kind to let all their customer base know in advance that the Dash Direct app was going away, and they also were very kind in making sure that BitRefill was on board with Dash as one of their accepted currencies, and that they had all of the same gift cards available that the Dash Direct app also had.
Let me get on the app.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. We've got Major Payne calling from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. Yeah, I'm going to take you back to the first part of the hour, last hour. I want to talk about the chemtrails, but I got to preface it with a couple things in order for it to make sense. Okay, you know how north and south of the equator, the toilet bowl spins in opposite directions?
So I've been told.
The magnet of Earth, huh?
So I've been told.
Okay, well, I actually talked to a guy that was down there, and he said he's seen a cat that had two toilets set up like 15 feet apart, with the equator going right down the middle, and they indeed did spin the opposite direction.
Wow.
What would happen on the equator?
So anyways, Ian...
Spits back up in your face. Go ahead, Major.
Butta, there you go. How about that?
Butta. Butta.
So, Ian fielded a call about, I think... They were probably covering one of the typhoons over in Australia or something. I don't remember the particulars of it. But he came up with some definition of a typhoon that I had never heard of before. A typhoon spins counterclockwise. A hurricane spins clockwise.
Huh.
And the seas north of the equator spin, and when they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, clockwise, and the seas south of the equator spin counterclockwise.
It's You're like talking about the currents of the oceans and the seas, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And the clouds, henceforth, follow the currents of the ocean and spin clockwise and counterclockwise.
For tropical storms.
Well, I actually, a buddy of mine pulled this up on the internet, and I couldn't believe it. He showed me one of those maps from the satellites and whatnot of the cloud patterns out over the Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been doing chemtrail experiments out there with such ferocity that they have managed to change the cloud pattern to spin counterclockwise north of the equator on the Pacific.
Wow.
Which could potentially bring typhoons to the West Coast. And they're about having a fit about one little hurricane that developed from natural circumstances coming at the Baja right now.
That's the real climate change right there, is governments and yeah, like messing around with Mother Nature. They're actually causing horrific potential things, potentially horrific things, thank you, by monkeying around in places that they don't need to be. There's no need for mankind to control the weather. The weather's going to be the weather. It's going to rain where it's going to rain. It's going to be dry where it's going to be dry. Let Mother Nature handle all of that because it's been doing a great job thus far.
Except in New Hampshire. It's been raining too much.
I mean, nature happens. You don't fight Mother Nature.
But all of this stuff is military applications, like Operation Popeye.
They're the only ones that can get funding.
Right.
You got to work for the evil people to get funding. Which brings in more mad scientists, which screws us all.
Right. Which, I mean, too much rain can destroy crops. Not enough rain can destroy crops. So they can basically control weather, controlling food.
Yeah, but all that stuff.
Remember all the independent almond farmers, I think it was out in California? There was like a 10-year drought. Everybody's orchard died. And that was all because California wanted to get rid of anybody with a hardwood backbone.
Like I could understand if something had happened where, like, food production has taken a hit across the globe by 50%. Like, they might be researching that, and but nothing like that has happened yet.
It's happened. It just hasn't happened as a result of nature. It's happened
right.
as a result of burning down a whole bunch of food production.
Right, but it's also happened as government subsidizes farmers to not grow stuff.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right, they're artificially restricting what farmers can and will grow by paying them not to grow stuff.
Correct.
Also, we've known for quite some time that there is more than enough food on planet Earth to feed all of the people on planet Earth a couple of times over.
Right.
So we don't have a problem growing enough food or even making enough food for people to eat. What we have is a distribution problem.
Right.
And if government got out of the way, the market would take over and provide efficient distribution worldwide.
Right.
Maybe. Provided you could pay.
Well, I mean, nothing's for free, bro, unless you grow your own, which, people can do that, too. Like hydroponics is a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's a lot of places like, Ethiopia? I think they got like 6 feet of black topsoil, but they ain't got enough water to grow and sprout a kernel of corn. And so it's been, destitute and impoverished forever.
Yeah, I mean, so has New Mexico.
Yeah, well, in New Mexico, there's not only no water, the soil's poor, too.
Right.
I mean, there's some places on Earth men ain't just supposed to live. Like, the deserts in Arabia and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only thing that can survive there is a freaking camel and a scorpion.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a reason that people migrated to, the cradle of civilization, right? Mesopotamia, right? The three rivers that came together, right? Because everything would grow there, right? And it was a place of abundance. And so people instinctively knew, hey, I'm going to live over here because there's plenty of water and food will grow and I can raise my family and feed everybody and, be productive and all that kind of stuff. You don't go moving to, the
Las
Sahara.
Vegas.
Don't
move to Las Vegas.
But even so.
Where there's water, there's trees. Where there's trees, you can build whatever you need. You can, you got fuel.
Right.
You got wood for weapons, you got whatever you need.
You're missing one resource.
Anybody that had any kind of standing back in ancient times, you know, they held on to whatever patch of timber they had.
What's the resource, Angie?
The sun.
The sun, right. Yeah, if they block out the sun, well, so, yeah, then all of a sudden they're in control of everything.
That's right.
Oh, do you want some sun? We'll turn the sun back on for you if you pay.
Pay a tax.
Right, yeah.
You remember the old Beatles song? I remember they brought up, and they'll figure out a way to tax the air or something
tax
like that.
Tax man.
Yeah,
exactly.
They already have. The FCC claims to own the air. I can't say certain words over the air, or the FCC will, you know, fine us or whatever.
Well, I know it helps if you throw in a little brogue where it garbles the computer and they can't figure it out.
Also, the FAA claims to own the air. NASA also claims to own the air, the upper reaches of
the
atmosphere.
They own space.
They claim to own outer space.
You can't take up like that guy from Canada took the rocket up there and took a picture of space and it was copyright.
Right. NASA filed a copyright suit against the guy because we own space.
Did this start with Space Force?
No, it was a Canadian, an amateur rocketeer, right? Built a rocket, put a camera on it, sent it up. It got, you know, just far enough above the atmosphere to take a picture of, like, the curvature of the atmosphere and, like, the stars and space behind it. And then the rocket came back down. He retrieved the rocket. He got the photo. He posted it to his social media. And the next thing you know, he's getting sued by NASA for copyright infringement.
That's nuts.
That is not
true. That's true. Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
I remember one time when we were little kids, we sent a mouse up in an Estes rocket, put him in the nose cone, kind of patted him up with cotton and whatnot.
What was the name of the mouse?
We never named him. He was just a mouse.
You dog. Don't name a mouse like that when you said, I mean, you could have called him Buzz or something.
Astro mouse.
Anyway, so you sent a mouse.
If I did name the mouse, it was like, probably better than 50 years ago, and I plumb forgot. So you have to forgive me on that one.
Did you retrieve the mouse?
There's a small after blast that ejects the nose cone and the parachute, and we had him tied to the parachute, but he didn't make it. I don't know if it was the atmosphere height that whacked him or the small blast ejecting the parachute. Like I said, we tried to pat him up with cotton balls and stuff. But it didn't work.
Should have used bubble wrap.
I don't think they had bubble wrap back then.
Yeah, maybe not. So you did find the mouse in the parachute? It's just the mouse was dead?
Yeah, we tied him right to the nose cone.
Wow. That's amazing.
Well, shocking. Crazy kids come up with some nutty stuff, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember that old Doris Day movie, Please Don't Eat the Daisies? Mm-hmm. All the stupid things you got to tell children not to do?
Don't eat the daisies.
Well, I don't remember that movie actually.
Yeah. Well, this was before your time. I remember seeing it as a kid. It was probably in the 50s, but it was colorized.
Okay. Anything else, Major?
No, nothing's popping into my head.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Major Payne, everybody.
But
yeah. All right, let's get this one out of the way. It's Skeeter. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, it's your boy, Little Skeet. Shoosh!
Was that a shoosh?
I wanted to talk about that new chick mentioned earlier about indoctrination in grade school. But first, had a couple comments on some of the other things you were talking about.
Well, let's go with the indoctrination. That sounds interesting.
Oh, let me get rid of these two real quick. I mean, they're smaller. I wanted to concentrate on the indoctrination later. But first, Captain, you mentioned efficiency.
Yeah.
With the market, you're going to have to choose between efficiency and freedom. The market will force you to choose efficiency.
That's not true.
But yeah, we can discuss that some other time. But first, hey, if there's no global warming, why the hell am I in the middle of a hurricane in California?
Are you in the middle of a hurricane?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's this geoengineering that's going on.
Well, how do you explain the biblical floods in China?
Well, they happened in biblical times before global warming, so it stands to reason they'll happen again as a result of nature.
Canada and Maui. What about those?
That's all. They're just burning people out of the countryside.
Don't you watch the news, Skeeter? My gosh, man. All right, let's get to your main thing. Let's get to your main thing.
Okay, indoctrination in schools. So you know what they really indoctrinate into kids to make them believe that exists? It exists, right? You know what I'm talking about? Rights and freedom. That's what they indoctrinate people into believing in.
Well, okay, so check this out, Skeeter. Check this out, Skeeter. If you were to put children into, 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, classroom type environment, where they were all forced, if you will, or made to stand up and put their hand over their heart and pledge allegiance to the swoosh of the United Corporation of Nike and to the swoosh mark for which it stands, right? How are they going to come out of that at the end? What they have done is they have created a religion, and the religion is called statism.
Yeah, you remember the part where you go to social studies and they teach you about the Bill of Rights and how free you are in the U.S.?
Yeah, that is part of the indoctrination.
Part of the indoctrination.
You're spot on with that.
You guys still believe in that religious statist stuff?
No, I do not.
That's what I'm saying.
I do not.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't believe in natural rights?
Social studies is now current events.
But do you guys believe in natural rights or not?
Natural rights are different from the rights that are written down and ascribed to the religion of statism.
They're pretty similar. It's pretty similar to the Ten Commandments, too.
Natural rights exist whether you believe in them or not. Natural rights exist whether you believe in them or not.
No, they don't. How come I don't believe in them?
Well, because you are a very special person, Skeeter. Thanks for the call. 603-283-6160 is the number.
Let's talk about the new chick.
Which we talked none about, and he didn't,
Right.
That's the problem with Skeeter, is he's scattered.
He hung himself.
He often does.
Yeah.
And that's fine, if he wants to, call and hang himself on live national radio again and again and again. Yeah. We're probably the only radio program that will tolerate him in such a fashion, so.
It's entertainment.
We do our best, but indoctrination is real. Look up John Taylor Gatto. Read his books. He won Teacher of the Year multiple times. He won awards for going into school systems that were completely failing and turning classes around, getting kids to learn in environments where it was impossible for them to do so previously. And he came out and wrote a book, several books actually, that basically are just damning the public school system. He's like, the system is not designed to educate your children. It is based on the Prussian factory worker training system, where literally all that was designed. This is where the rows come from in the classroom environment. It's from the Prussian factory training program.
Mm-hmm.
And it was designed to make obedient workers. It was designed to train people fast enough to operate the machinery to manufacture things like ammunition and bombs. And so they needed a way to train people quickly with the least amount of resistance. And they developed this Prussian system for training people. That made its way into the schooling systems over in Europe. And then some people from the U.S. flew over there to see this, and they're like, we got to have this over here. Think about the what we can accomplish by brainwashing our people with this method. We'll take over schooling completely, right? The government did, because they used to have no hand in schooling whatsoever.
Right.
And then this Prussian model sort of took over everything around the world, and now we have what we have because of it. Obedient workers who rarely question the narrative that they are taught.
Right. That's most people today.
Yes.
How do you know so much? Because obedient people just watch whatever on TV.
Right. Well, you've been trained to sit in a row and listen to the person presenting in front of you and believe what they have to say and just take that and run with it.
Right.
And that's what people repeat throughout their lives. These people who watch CNN all the time, these people who watch Fox News all the time, and they're glued to it. It's in the background. They're letting it sort of feed their brain instead of seeking it out individually and explicitly on purpose. If you're letting TV feed you like that, you need to stop it right now. You'll be a better person for it in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And I speak from experience on that.
You just made me think of something too. So it having someone of authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
That juxtaposition of you and the authority figure,
yes,
that starts in the classroom and then continues through work, life, jobs, you know, corporate, for most of my life, until recently, I sort of always assumed that I was like the least educated person in the room or just the least knowledgeable person. It didn't, no matter what room that was, I could be at like a keg party and I would be like, I know the least. Everybody in here knows more than me.
Everybody's so much
and that's
smarter
a product of that, of being constantly and probably maybe it's a little bit amplified because I'm like a little blonde girl, right? But, and there's a whole thing around that too,
sure.
You set that off in my head. I'm like, that's really interesting.
Yeah, you're spot on.
That's where that comes from.
They've given you the model, yeah. And that's why if you look at, I'm trying to remember, the Milgram experiments, right? If you're not familiar with this, it's something very interesting to look into. Basically, what they did is they took some people and said, hey, we're going to pay you some money to be in this study. And we want you to come in, somebody's going to come in and give you some instructions, and, you know, when it's done, you know, we'll pay you the money. And they're like, okay. So these people would come in. A guy in a lab coat would come in with, like, a clipboard or whatever.
Oh, right.
And they would have somebody on the other side of the wall that they couldn't see, but in the other room. And then they'd have a machine that they would put this...
is this Stanford...
It's similar.
The zapping?
The Milgram experiments where they would, okay, I need you to press these two levers. It's going to shock the person on the other side of the wall. And they would press the levers and the person would go, or whatever, right? And they, you know, and then they'd say, well, okay, now press the next one. Like, well, do I have to? The experiment requires us to continue, they would say. Mm-hmm. And so because of that paradigm, that authority paradigm.
The guy with the clipboard.
Yeah.
Even people who, you know, would swear up and down that they would never hurt another person conformed to the apparent authority.
Right.
Not even the stated authority.
He was
right?
An actor.
It was an actor that they hired.
I watched those videos, actually.
And it's like, and so most people, regardless of how noble they might be and, you know, might think they are, will actually just follow the direction of authority blindly, regardless of what harm it causes another human.
Right. Which now I'm imagining, like, every pharma commercial ever where you've got, like, somebody and some actress standing there in a white coat with a clipboard telling
the lab
you
coat.
To ask your doctor about...
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Side effects include spontaneous bleeding and growth of a third eye. 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you'd like to join us here on Free Talk Live. Do you feel indoctrinated? Do you feel like there's a model for you to conform to authority? What is authority? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Millions of Californians are bracing for Tropical Storm Hillary. Los Angeles officials said one of the biggest concerns is Catalina Island, where an evacuation warning was put in place. Former Vice President Mike Pence hopes his former boss will be at Wednesday's Republican presidential debate. Pence told ABC's This Week Trump might change his mind about joining the other candidates on the debate stage. A case of rare locally acquired malaria has been reported in Maryland. State health officials made the announcement on Saturday, saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area contracted malaria despite having not traveled outside of the country recently. It's Maryland's first such case in 40 years. With more than $25 million, Blue Beetle has dethroned Barbie after 4 weeks atop the box office. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Phone number is 603-283-6160.
You sound like a monk or a robot.
Yeah.
I don't know. I believe this is how all of the Gregorian chants go. You just stay monotone throughout the entire thing until the very last syllable.
That is right.
Once you get to the very last syllable, you have to drop very low.
It's almost like people who talk with the question mark.
It's Free Talk Live?
It's Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live.
603-283-6160?
Right. Exactly.
In the studio tonight, it's Captain.
Oh, Off-Grid Angie.
And Classic.
We'll get to your calls and thoughts in a minute. We've taken things way
y'all,
too
y'all
far.
Y'all and all y'all.
Oh, y'all. It is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you want to call, we'll get to your calls in just a minute. Before we go on.
Call y'all calls.
We'll get all y'all's calls. Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you probably already know, Ian Freeman, the show's founder, was recently convicted of victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he's helped the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. saying things about yourself that give your opinion weight with government will also be helpful, like if you held office or former military, something like that would be helpful to mention. Ian is an extremely selfless guy. I've seen this repeatedly out of the man. He has even checked me at times where I'd say something. He'd be like, well, Captain, don't you think that would be a bit dishonest?
Did you see what shirt he was wearing today?
What was it?
It says, I'm already against the next war.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great
yeah.
shirt.
Right.
He's always tried to do what he thinks is right, and it would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We do need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get that complete address written down, that's okay. All the info you need is at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. All right. We have more show prep, but we are a live call-in show, so let's go to Chris calling from Kentucky. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to your call screener and telling him when you were talking about, you know, workers and working in the field. There was a guy, I'm originally from New Harmony, Indiana area.
Okay.
And there was a guy, there were two communal societies, Harmony Society first, and the second was a Robert Owen from New Lanark, Scotland. He had this thing with a silent monitor, and it would have black if you're doing bad, white if you're doing great, yellow and blue, and they would turn that in the workplace, in the woolen mill they had in New Lanark, and he brought that over to the States. Well, the society failed, but his one son, David Dale Owen, did the first 6 state geological survey.
Mm-hmm.
And his other son was a United States Senator from Indiana, Robert Dale Owen. If you've seen the castle, the main building of the Smithsonian, that was the two brothers did that. David Dale told his brother, use this type of stone, red sandstone, mm-hmm. and then they did that. But anyhow, that is what they've done. And I was telling him about, you know, how South Park's gotten a lot of the future right.
Yes, they have.
And The Simpsons.
And, I know it's funny. But, you know, what could happen? I don't know. We're in this republic, and if it goes like Star Wars, we could see ourselves going from the republic to the Grand Empire. And, you know, we might have a Sith Lord as our emperor.
Well, I contend that we're already there. Yeah. The United States is an empire. Sure, we have a rotating dictator every 4 years or whatever it is, or the opportunity for one. But outside of that, like the United States has bases all over the world, right? So many military bases that, like the ones we know about, at least, are far more than any other military power in all of history. If folks believe that the United States is not an empire, I urge you to look into the number of military bases around the world. I urge you to look into something called democide, and then I also urge you to look into the death toll from military actions that the United States has taken, not just wars, right? Because we know that at least in the last 30 years or so, no actual war has been declared, yet the bombs continue to drop. So, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting because there's a lot of times when I never served in the military, but I'll ask veterans, I'll say, you know, what was it like in Afghanistan? What was it like in Iraq? You know, what did you see? And it's interesting what you hear is they give you a slant that you don't see that the media brings in or other things, and you might get some of it from social media, you know, from videos that people do and get a sample of it, but we're all over the place, even, you know, most of the world and in countries we don't even know, and how in the world we invade the right country is sometimes beyond me with Americans not knowing their geography.
Well, fortunately, there's things like global positioning satellites, and the military is smart enough to take the smarter recruits, if you will, and put them in positions of like logistics and coordination and that kind of thing. And the lower IQ people, well, they're the grunts. right? They're the boots on the ground, if you will, the following the orders, the carrying of the guns, the moving of the munitions and the equipment and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting how, I mean, the world is big, but yes, it is still small. And just even where I'm at in Owensboro, Kentucky right now, they have a lot of, they have Afghani refugees that came over, you know, at the end of the war.
Mm-hmm.
And they, some of them are really doing well. They've got a restaurant, an Afghanistan restaurant.
Yeah.
Afghani food already started. So they're entrepreneurs too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the one nice thing of our country, but for how long we have, you know, our freedoms and everything. And I was telling the guy earlier, you can't go anywhere without cameras. You know, so everybody's got a camera. Everybody's got a Ring camera. Everybody's got a, you know, cell phone with a camera. Even driving along Interstate 10, you know, if you're in Florida, going from Pensacola to Tallahassee and or to Jacksonville, look along that interstate, all those cameras now.
Well, and try this once, if you can, Chris. Name an area of your life that government has zero involvement in.
We'll wait.
I can't. you can't. I just had on my washer the child safety lock break today, and I've got to get the repairman. It's under warranty, but they've got to come out and change the child safety lock, you know, from just that. And, you know, like your toilets can't have, you know, can only flush so much water.
Right.
And they're in everything.
Land of the free, huh?
Yeah, we were talking. I forgot what the other topic we were talking about today is. Like, if you're having a fire in your backyard, don't just have a bonfire, but have a package of hot dogs in case the fire department comes over and says, "Hey, you can't have a bonfire here." And you have the package of hot dogs. You say, "Well, no, I'm cooking dinner." So it basically gets them out of your way. What was the other we were talking today about? I forgot. But it's just a, where you can't sell eggs on the side of the road. So we'll sell the carton for $2, and we'll give you the eggs for free.
Right, yeah. Just free eggs, just by the carton.
Just by the carton, exactly.
Yeah, there are so many. I mean, we keep hearing about repeatedly, and we've talked about it, I don't even know how many times on Free Talk Live. It just keeps happening. Like, you know, some kids, you know, like, hey, we heard about this idea of putting up a lemonade stand.
Right.
And inevitably the man comes down, the cops show up, you know, and issue a ticket, give them a fine for not having a license to, you know, sell, or street vendor license or whatever. You know, we're talking 6, 8, 10-year-old kids, right? You know, for, you know, 25-cent cups of lemonade, right? Like, the government feels that that is a big enough threat that it needs to send their armed agents to put a stop to it.
But, you know, when that happens and people find out about it, they get pissed. Like, they're shutting down these kids who are doing it. But if a business says, well, we just don't have this right license.
Yeah,
shut that restaurant down. They're out of business. So it's okay for the kids to have a lemonade stand. But if your restaurant, you know, has one little piece of grease on the floor, they shut the restaurant down. Oh, my God, health department, shut them down. Why? Yeah. Because, you know, one little thing, like the refrigerator was at 46 degrees instead of 45. So the restaurant gets shut down, and everyone's like, yeah, health department, shut them down. Never go there. Put them out of business.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Yep. In fact, in the absence of government, how do, you know, restaurants maintain cleanliness? Right? Well, it's a market force is what it is. So there's a couple of ways this happens. One, the quality of your product, right? Like, if you have a place that is unsanitary, the quality of your product is not going to be very high. And if people get sick, it's only going to take a couple of people getting sick before people stop coming to your place.
Right.
Right. So
if you look at the bathroom, really, if you go into a restaurant, you go into the bathroom first.
Yep.
And if the bathroom's spotless, then you know they're pretty legit.
The other way is for some entrepreneur to invent some sort of a free market system where maybe as part of like your insurance or something they could partner up with, or even as an independent standalone service, offer something similar to like UL listing. If you look on the bottom of almost any electronic piece.
Right.
It'll say UL, United Laboratories, certified, right?
Independent laboratory.
This is not a government thing. This is an independent business that says, hey, if you subscribe, if you let our people come in and sort of inspect your process, you know, we'll tell you where you're going right, where you're going wrong. We have some experience at this. And if all is well, we'll allow you to put our logo on your stuff so anybody who buys it knows.
Good housekeeping.
Yeah.
Seal of approval.
Seal of approval, yeah. So it'd be real easy for every community to have their own version of this for restaurants specifically and be like certified by, you know, Bob's Certification Company or whatever.
Friends of the town.
Right.
We love it.
Real easy for that to occur because if it has value, people will pay for it in the absence of government. Right? It's just that instead of it only being offered by one organization, government, and then enforced by violence, you could have multiple organizations. And if you don't like the way Bob's restaurant certification goes, you can hire a different entity to do your restaurant certification. Maybe they figured out a way to do it better. Or with less interference, or, you know, whatever. Maybe you don't like the way your current company is doing. Maybe their price is too high. Maybe they're too intrusive. Maybe, you know, a lot of things. Well, you could actually fire them and hire a different company, which you cannot do with something like a government-appointed health board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you have a three different companies and say, like, we're going to give you a 20-point inspection. We're going to give you a 50-point inspection. We're going to give you 100. So if you pass that 100-point inspection, people know that that's the way to go. But if you just want to pay the little bit, get the 20-point inspection, all right, well, they passed. It's good.
Yep. Chris?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, sorry. I was just putting in...
He's still thinking of ways board. That the government's not involved with.
Yeah,
he's like, I can't find one area of my life where the government's not involved.
Yeah, we're manly here in the Midwest. We don't like to butt in or, you know, set people off on talking.
I was just letting you know that it was your turn to talk.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you see that. I mean, where I'm at, around the Evansville, Indiana area, the health department, somebody there likes to put in there, in their health reports, bathrooms that do not have the self-closing mechanism to shut the door behind them. That is a biggie you always see.
That's required by the health department?
Yes.
It's like a fire door.
What? I don't understand
the
logic there.
I don't know why.
In case people forget to close the door when they're in the bathroom. We don't want to see you on the toilet.
Or you get a waft of, you know.
It's got to close automatically.
Yeah, or, you know, like you see on the mattress, do not take off penalty of whatever.
Oh, man, I should be in jail like several times just from that alone.
I think that's the next Trump indictment. They got him on that.
Yeah, that would be... I don't know. Who knows what we'll see there on... they'll get him for jaywalking or something. Or
not rewinding the Blockbuster video.
Yeah.
1987 or something, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how all that transpires. And we'll see exactly what, you know, what will happen in the future. And, you know, will he get a fair trial in, you know, Washington, New York, Atlanta?
I still say, I maintain that nothing is going to happen. It's just a whole bunch of hubbub to fill the news with the things that are completely unimportant to everybody. Nothing is going to happen. Like, everybody's like, oh, but it's unprecedented, the number of times. It's like, it doesn't matter. Nothing's going to happen. No former president has ever been punished for anything.
Dog and Pony Show. Let's not talk about Maui. Let's talk about something else.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you never see anything. Like, I voted for Bill Clinton two times. I mean, I would almost vote for him for a third time. I even voted for John Kerry, and I still have a John Kerry for President t-shirt at home.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I know, and sometimes I wear that, and people are like, oh, God. They're like, you really drank the Kool-Aid.
I mean, I'm
private jet.
I mean, I'm sorry that you voted.
voted at all.
Like, it's useless. There's no point to voting. Statistically, your vote is perfectly meaningless, has no meaning whatsoever. It might make you feel good, and if it does, that's a false sense of feel good.
Well, you get that little sticker.
I got a sticker.
Yeah, I got a participation sticker, good. Yeah.
Right, yeah. But your vote effectively did nothing when it comes to voting for presidents.
Yeah, I don't know if you noticed, like, I don't know if they do it in other states, like, I guess you guys are in New Hampshire or somewhere. In Indiana, we get to vote on our delegates for the Electoral College, and they publish in the newspapers and on TV who your delegates are. And I know some of our delegates. I've got a master's in political science. And, yeah, I always keep up on that, and I've never been selected. I'm not that active in the political parties and giving money. I mean, I don't know how many billions it's going to take to get into the White House this time around, but
yeah,
we shall see it.
Trillions.
Can we just take, like, 4 years off of government? Yeah. Can we just turn the government off for, like, 4 years and
let us pause
and see what happens? Because I think it'll be just fine.
A government shutdown? We can't pay the bills.
No, just a pause.
We can't pay the president.
Just a pause and see how it goes. And if it goes well, just leave it off.
Right.
Just not have one.
Just a tax holiday. And holiday. You know, like Labor Day weekend, we have government freedom. And
yeah, we'll call it government jubilee, right? Oh. 4 years of peace, if you will.
Let's try 4 days first.
Yeah. Probably take longer than 4 days.
Give people a little taste of it.
But, like, I mean, we have such technology now that information can travel so fast that anybody doing anything nefarious to anybody else, that information would travel so fast to the correct groups that need to hear it, need to know about it, that, like, literally most of the government bureaucracy would be rendered completely useless within a very short period of time. Right, we have things like blockchain technology that can replace all of the government's, we'll call it officiating, right?
Record keeping?
Currently, or just like deeds, right? Or car titles and things like that, right? All the things that people have relied on government to provide prior to the internet and blockchain technology. That can all go away now because we have a much better system that will do all of that without any of the cost.
Right.
So, like, I can ascribe the title to, like, my vehicle to one Satoshi on the blockchain. And then whoever owns that Satoshi owns my car. So if Chris on the phone here, he wants to buy my car, I go, okay, we agree on a price, let's say $5,000. Chris and I exchange $5,000. I give him the one Satoshi.
That
has the title on it. And as long as he owns that, that's in his possession, in his wallet, now it's his car.
Smart contract.
Yeah, and it can all be done through a smart contract that is a repeatable model that nobody needs to go to any sort of court. You don't need to pay any fees. I don't need to sign it over to the guy. It's just part of the transaction, right? And it's official because it's on a record that anybody can go and look up and see who is the official owner of this particular title. And so if that can be done with a vehicle, it can be done with any piece of property whatsoever. Thus rendering all of the bureaucracy that governments claim we need them for completely useless. We don't need them for this type of stuff.
So we don't need bankers, stockbrokers. You're going to put everybody out of business.
It can all be an app now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, weird, right?
Let's do it. Let's take 4 years off and do it.
It's like how they save GameStop, you know, with the Robinhood app.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you do... that, and then who was it? They got some people or the SEC involved and did some changes to it.
Right.
So the average Joes don't get together in a, you know, like we're
colluding
doing or online
right.
And decide we're going to save, try to start Toys R Us again or save Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Right. But BlackRock can do that all day long.
Right.
No problem with them.
Yeah.
But a bunch of kids on the internet want to short sell a stock.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah. No, that's what we call a market balance, right? That's how you know the market is imbalanced,
right?
Because there's so much government regulation over how people choose to trade with each other that when something like this comes along that's a natural counterbalance to that unbalanced market, that the government feels it's necessary to do something that makes that illegal now,
right?
And we see this time and time again. So
they weren't sophisticated enough to trade stocks. How could these kids be doing this?
Right.
That's not sophisticated enough.
Right. No, they just built an app. They built an app that does it better than anyone else has ever thought to do.
And you can do it on the blockchain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else, Chris?
No, we've covered quite a bit.
Yeah, you know? Hey, man, thank you for the call. Feel free to call us again, man. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to participate tonight. I'm trying to remember the, oh yeah, it was some states when Uber came out. Uber was one of the most disruptive apps of its time.
Or Airbnb.
Or Airbnb too, yeah, those types of things. When the Uber thing came out, like all of a sudden taxi cab companies needed to rethink their business model, right? But all Uber did was take advantage of people already driving to and from places and allowed folks to rideshare, right? That's all the app was based on. And then all of a sudden, here come the government going, well, you guys are a business. No, we're an app. You download a thing onto your phone. What people do with it after they download it onto the phone, totally up to them.
Right.
Right. But you need to lighten. You know, they were trying to shoehorn them into the same laws that they apply to a taxi cab company, which is owned by a person. Right. It's not an app. Right. Like, so there's this whole other method of getting things done that remains unexplored. Right. This disruptive technology of creating services through apps. Right. That don't conform to conventional business types, and government still doesn't know what to do with it, and people are afraid of government, so it works out for government.
Right.
Right? As long as they keep people afraid of what might happen, they're going to continue to stall the advancement of humankind, much less technology, and bringing us new services that are better and faster.
I think that's why they're trying to, you know, clamp down on crypto, because I could pay you without going through a bank and without paying tax. And now if you do things through PayPal, well, I'm gonna get a 1099 that I'm paying you money, even though it's something that I've already purchased.
Yep.
So the crypto thing is, they don't like it.
Yeah, no, they don't like it because, well, it cuts out the middleman.
Right.
Right.
And government is part of the middleman.
Well, and isn't that the same case as with Uber? Because I may be wrong about this, but don't most taxi companies? It's very intertwined with government, right? With, like, the permitting process.
Got to get a license.
Right.
You got to lease your cab from the cab company in order to perform the task of driving people around.
Right.
Each individual must have their own cabbie license, and then the company itself must have a set of licenses. And if you don't have all of that, you can't do business.
And they auction off the taxi cab seals in New York. I don't know if they do that anymore, but we're going to add on another 100 taxis.
Yeah.
So the taxi cab stamp that's on the hood of the car gets auctioned off to taxi cab companies.
Yep.
And the government makes a ton on it.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Uber it.
Yeah, it's not about protecting the taxi driver. It's about covering the money.
That's right.
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to participate in tonight's edition of Free Talk Live. Coming up, we're going to talk about a man and what he has politicians do to his balls. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.